continue that story, continue this previous one, Game Theory 19. He's saying one thing there, that the thing, I'm looking really sure that, the thing with Hollywood is that they are so good at it, making such movies. They use psychological knowledge, you know, about how to, you know, get the adrenaline flowing in your body by building up scenes in different ways. And I mean, I learned something about script writing, and you know, you can really hypnotize the viewers and they get sucked into it, and it becomes eventually to the viewers reality. Some people are sitting there, we can show there in that empire, you know, which now consists of fairly lazy people sitting in front of their big TV screens at home in huge armchairs, drinking beer and eating whatever, chips. And that's their connection to reality. That becomes their reality. And it's very, I mean, easy to see that for me, that because, again, it's about consciousness. And we want to show this here in the story, that by building a reality, an image of the world that you want people to have, and pushing it into the minds of people, your audience, who are now faithfully looking at your productions, you can, in effect, create their reality, their world, and they will then go out and they will live in that world. That will become their reality. And if someone then laughs and says, you're stupid, of course it's not reality, they know that it isn't. But that's the thing, that the lines there are blurred at one point. It's easy to say, this is reality. You know, there's rocks and the trees and the buildings, that's reality. But this that you see on movies is not. But it's not about that. It's about, you know, what's going on among those rocks and houses and, you know, people and all of that. So this can be shown also, how these people are sitting there. It's a little like Idiocracy, that film. That's a good film, actually. which then, of course, the sun will become their reality, which it pretty much is.